This is Dave Carter, the head of Manchester Digital Development Agency, and we're here at Manchester Hackathon. So you've been heavily involved in this, Dave. How did this all come about?
Well, the first thing was we've got a new digital strategy for the city, which is really trying to set out a whole broad range of activities that the city should be doing to improve its whole digital interface, its digital future, digital skills in the city. And one of the things is about open data. We really need to put our money where our mouth is and make our data much more fully open. And the view, certainly the leader of the council, is it should be open data by default. That should be the default position. And it's only certain, you know, highly confidential sets, you know, around vulnerable people and things like that, which would obviously remain confidential. So this has been a great opportunity to think about how we do that. So then we decided, well, the people who really know how to push data out there and interpret it and develop systems for accessing it is the developer community. So we decided to emulate what happened several times in the last few years in places like New York to have a public data hackathon. Hackathons aren't new at all, but working with data that's never ever been released before by the public sector, I think, is quite new, certainly in this country. And so we got together with Future Everything, because we wanted to partner with, you know, a creative organisation that had some really strong links in the community, and of course with MadLab here. And we set the challenge that we would release these data sets. We would see what could be achieved in basically one day, 24 hours. And having just walked round as part of the judging team, I can tell you that there's some amazing applications and ideas coming out of this, much more diverse and much more imaginative, I think, than we ever thought would be possible, which is just great as a starting point.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you've just been talking to all the hackers there, yeah, who are all bidding for the money and the fame that will come from this.
Of course, yeah.
Anything catch your eye there?
Yes, they're all good, I have to say. You know, the standard across is pretty amazing. But there are just two or three who are using kind of abstract visualizations linked to real mapping data that really make you think. And that's very clever. I mean, they're clever in terms of the development work that's gone in on the technical side, but they're also clever in the way they have an interface with the user, i.e. a very rich visual interface. And that's going to be fascinating to see whether they hold up as well in terms of something that could really happen against the, you know, much more technically specific, you know, database crunching and comparing bits of work. But across the board, there's some fantastic stuff.
That's a good point, though. I mean, this is 24 hours of sort of intense focus. How do you sustain that?
Well, in two ways. First of all, the commitment from the city to sustain it. So, you know, we'll have staff in the data side of things now working on this effectively full time, long term. So this is a start of that relationship. It's not a one off. And then secondly, this is the beginning of a specific process linked to Future Everything. So there will be a much bigger hackathon, both obviously inviting new ideas in, but perhaps giving people opportunity to who've started here to come back, where they've had more time to think and develop things. And then I think, you know, we've got a long-term commitment to Future Everything happening every year, and I think that will begin to become an annual showcase of what's come out of this whole process.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay.